AM 910 WJCW, good Tuesday morning with Carl and Alec right here. We're glad you joined us. Time to check in, as we do each week around this time, with Dennis Winningham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Good morning again.
Glad sorry to hear you're under the weather, Carl.
No, it's okay. It's just a bad winter cold here.
There's so many people sick right now.
Yeah, it's going around. I'm glad it's no worse than that, knock on wood. Knock on formica, glass, and my head. Okay, just covering them all to cover the bases. Dennis, you join us each week to talk about ways that we can make sure that our rolling stock, our cars, trucks, and SUVs, are at their peak performance. What you got for us today?
Well, as I told Alec a little earlier, we're going to talk about a lot of things this morning.
All right.
First, let's start with the holiday travel. We've got a mixture of situations coming up this weekend,
mm-hmm.
to where there's going to be a lot of people on the road, and we're going to have frigid, below-record temperatures, or I should say below-record temperatures, I guess it
mm-hmm.
would be, which is a dangerous combination. And we talked about before the Thanksgiving holiday of making an emergency kit to take with you in your automobile when you go on the road. That is imperative this particular weekend. If you're going to be on the road anytime after Thursday, you need to make sure that you've got an emergency kit in the car. A blanket for everybody in the car, a bottle of water for everybody in the car, and some snacks, my mind just went to blank.
Bag of trail mix or something like that?
Yeah. Some granola bars or something like that.
Yeah.
Because what will happen, if you should happen to have a breakdown, first of all, chances are your car's heater is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And with the temperatures going to be as low as they are, it could turn into a life-threatening situation very shortly. And it's going to take roadside service a long time to get to you, because they're going to have a lot of calls
mm-hmm.
With as many people that are going to be on the road as are. So, as the Boy Scout motto, be prepared,
right.
Put you together a road kit to help you if you do have a problem. The other thing I want to talk about is your vehicle in this frigid cold we're going to have this weekend. You know, we're going to go down to the single digits,
mm-hmm.
and this is more than low enough to, if your car is not properly prepared as far as the cooling is concerned, it can cause damage to the engine, particularly if your car's got an aluminum engine, or a engine, I should say, with aluminum parts to it. And these are particularly with compact and subcompact cars. A lot of them have, in some cases, aluminum heads. In fact, almost all cases, aluminum heads, and in some cases, aluminum blocks. It's important, if you didn't follow our tips back during the fall months of preparing your car for these winter temperatures, it is imperative that you take care of it today or tomorrow, because it's going to be cold enough. Some of the little journals in the engine are just the size of soda straws, and a lot of them are right on the outside of the cylinder or the block.
Mm-hmm.
And they're susceptible to freezing. And one of these little journals freezes and either cracks or pops part of it off. The only repair is an engine replacement. So you're talking about a very expensive repair just not having your coolant prepared. So by all means, make sure that your coolant is ready to take on the temperatures we're going to have this weekend.
Wow. Mm-mm. Let me ask you this, Dennis. This occurred to me yesterday, looking toward the weekend. Does it make any sense? The only stupid question is the unasked one, so I'm asking. Does it make any sense? Should we top off our batteries?
No, not really. I mean, hopefully,
okay.
If your battery's in good shape, you shouldn't have a problem with it. And if it isn't, then really, Carl, the only thing you can do is replace it. There's not a way to really top it off. It's,
okay.
You know, it's just something. It's either going to work or it's not. So,
okay, right.
You know, lots of times I used to travel to Minnesota some, and one of the things that's common up there, that people have plug-ins on the front mm-hmm. some of their cars.
Right.
Because the temperatures that, like we're going to get this weekend, they're common up there. And so that's one of the things. They've got heaters in their engine blocks to make sure that they stay warm and ready to go. So, the only thing that we can do is make sure that that coolant is going to protect us down to the temperatures that we're going to have.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And, lastly, I want to talk about our operation hours this weekend. We are going to be closed Saturday, Christmas Eve. Be sure and get everything taken care of by Friday. We will be back open on Monday after the holiday. We look forward to helping you out with anything you might need up through Friday afternoon.
Sounds good. Dennis Whittingham, Precision Tune Auto Care. Great to catch us up on what we need to do and give us holiday hours. What do I usually ask you, Dennis?
How do people get in touch?
Where are they located?
Yeah, there you go.
We're located at 1705. Well, you've got a cold, Carl. I understand.
Thank you.
1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us about anything about your automobile, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Dennis, you and your family and everyone at Precision Tune Auto Care have a Merry Christmas, a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks so much. Everybody have a Merry, Merry Christmas.